airstrike on the Kunduz hospital takes place in the context of a far more general security deterioration. And quite frankly, I think the population of Afghanistan has its eye probably more firmly fixed on what is happening throughout the northeast than simply the awful attack on the Kunduz hospital. There are certainly groups which have focused attention on the Kunduz hospital, and in particular the breach of international humanitarian law, which may be applicable in respect to that strike. But I wouldn't want to overstress it in regard to a sort of much larger concern and anxiety on the part of many Afghans in regard to deterioration of security in Badakhshan, in Takhar, and in Puri Kumri.
I mean, is UNAMA going to be involved in an independent investigation? And of course, there is talk of this being potentially a war crime under international law.
No, we won't be involved in an independent investigation. We understand that as such, that we will conduct our own investigation and we will make available the results of that investigation to all relevant parties, including NATO, but also including the Afghan government.
And what kind of pressure can you bring to bear in terms of making sure that this incident is fully investigated properly?
We've issued a series of statements which I think collectively are a very powerful indication of our concern over an attack on a medical facility, clearly protected under international law. And not only that, apart from my own statements and statement of the High Commissioner for Human Rights and the Secretary General himself, there's been a very strong call for an independent and impartial inquiry.
It's Monday night in Afghanistan now. What can you tell us about the current situation in Kunduz? Of course, it does seem to be extremely febrile.
The current position has improved today. The security forces seem to be in control of a large part of the city now. There is still sporadic fighting on the outskirts. We are, however, anxious and concerned about the overall humanitarian situation. People have been without food. Today, some shops opened, but the price of food has escalated dramatically. We note that since the attack on the hospital, there is very limited access to any health facilities, and that in the one place where medical assistance is offered, there is only one medic, no food, and they have run out of medicines.
And MSF, of course, has said it's pulling its operation out of the city, which must compound the problems.
That's right. Today I was fortunate enough to have a meeting with the cabinet, and we were assured that they would be attempting to resupply staff to perform medical services. And if staff were apprehensive of going there, they would supply military doctors. We're concerned that there should be at least access to some basic medical assistance, given the circumstances. I need to also emphasize that there are parts of the city which are without water and other parts of the city which are without power. And so there is a clear need for the rendering of humanitarian assistance to Kunduz.